You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Liberal MP Susan Lee says the New South Wales division should pick a sensible target to increase the number of women in Parliament. In an interview with the Australian newspaper, Ms Lee says a reasonable target, such as 40%, should be implemented as soon as possible, with many good women ready to take on political roles. The comments come as nominations close for the seat of Mallee in Victoria, after disgraced Nationals MP Andrew Broad resigned over the so-called sugar baby scandal, which involved him accessing a website to meet young women while overseas. Party leaders are reportedly hoping a woman will fill the seat. Anne Webster missed out on pre-selection 5 years ago, losing to Andrew Broad. She's told the ABC she has now put herself forward for pre-selection again.
Voters are sick and tired of the political shenanigans that have gone on. These are the actions of individuals, not the values of the party. And so to have a woman step in really then begins to take a new pathway.
The Liberal Party currently has 21 women candidates and 102 male candidates for the lower house ahead of the federal election, which is due by May. However, candidates have not been confirmed for 10 electorates. The figures mean the party could have the lowest number of female candidates for a general election this century. Women hold 12 of the coalition's 74 seats in the lower house, with the number reduced after Julia Banks quit the party to sit as an independent. Gilmore MP Anne Sudmalis also announced in September she won't recontest the election, pointing the finger at bad behaviour in the New South Wales division as Jane Prentice lost pre-selection for her Brisbane seat. Labor has nearly 50% women in its ranks, which acting leader Tanya Plibersek says took decades and a determined effort to reach.
The parliament that is more representative of the Australian community makes better decisions. I think greater gender equality is obviously good for women, but it's also good for men. I don't think it's harmful to say this or to have this discussion. And well, I guess what's disappointing is that you've got people in the Liberal Party who are trying to shut down the debate because they feel it's a debate that reflects badly on the Liberal Party itself.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says while she has no strong opinions on quotas, she believes it's an important issue to discuss. Senator Payne promised the Liberal Party would have a woman in a winnable position on every Senate ticket in Australia at the next election.
I think it's an interesting issue for us to discuss. At this point, I don't support or oppose quotas, but I do know that as an organisation, there is more that we can do. In 1996, when John Howard was elected as Prime Minister in this country, in 1996, the Liberal Party was elected with a record number of women on the floor of the House of Representatives and in the Senate. And we know that we can do it. So working with the organisation, I look forward to reproducing those record numbers into the future. We will have a woman in a winnable position on every Senate ticket in Australia.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.